gone soon. So see your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
what kind of radio show is this?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon.
That was Alfred Hitchcock. In case you didn't recognize
him. No, I could recognize him.
Good afternoon. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
See? I sound just like it. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the It is 9/13/12.
Thursday the 13th.
It is Thursday the 13th. I was prepared and expecting to come in here kind of bummed out. I am bummed out, but almost unable to do the show. And I was going to ask the listeners to call a lot and fill in the time so I wouldn't have to talk a lot, because I lost a really good friend last night to cancer. And had a rough night. Couldn't sleep last night. And then this morning, his son calls me and says, did you ever get the letter from my dad? The guy is Bob Moore, Glen Carbon, Illinois. And I talked about him a couple of months ago when we knew that he had cancer. And I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So he faxed me, and I shouldn't have read it before I came in. He faxed me a letter that his dad had written me a couple of months ago, and he never got around to. What he would do is he would write things out longhand, and then he'd go to the keyboard and peck it out. And he never, he started taking these treatments. He never got around to emailing it to me. So his son sent it to me. It just stopped me in my tracks. And I guess rather than sit here and talk again about Bob Moore and what a wonderful person he was, because I know it's selfish, and you folks, most of you don't know him, and it's not good radio, but it makes me feel better. So I'm going to do it a little bit anyway, not for long, but there's a message for everybody here, whether you knew Bob Moore or not. And here's the message. If you know somebody who is older, especially if they're sick, and it's somebody that you really admire and you really respect and you really care about, tell them, because what happens. And you know what? I feel real good today, and I'll tell you why. Because I actually face-to-face told Bob Moore exactly what I thought of him when we knew he was getting ready to depart this earth. I went over to his house, and I said, you need to know who you are and who I think you are and who a lot of people think you are. And I think it meant a lot to him. I know it did. You need to do that, folks. If you've got somebody who's older, and I don't know what older means, a 70, 75, because you know what? You could think, well, they're not that old, and they're gone. And I mean, it's just like a very few weeks ago, I'm over there riding around in a car with the Bob, and he looked great. He's gone. Cancer. And I had a chance to tell him what I thought about him. And I know it sounds corny, and it does, but it's the truth. Because what we do as humans, we wait till people are dead, and then everybody says all these wonderful things about it, even about people who don't deserve it. And I've talked about this before, too. If you look at obituaries, it looks like everybody who dies was a great person. Mm-hmm. No, jerks die, too. And sometimes people who die were jerks. But I guess it's just not in good taste to print an obituary going, well, you know, Jim Smith is dead. He was a big jerk, and a lot of people didn't like him. Here's the deal about Bob Moore. What people will be saying about him this weekend, they're saying it because it's true, not because it's the thing to say when somebody's gone. And that's what we should all sort of shoot for, is to make sure that when we leave here, we leave a reputation of integrity and honesty, and when people say those things that we always say, they actually mean it, and they're true.
Yeah, we lost my 11-year-old cousin last year.
I remember.
And I make a point now to, every time I leave family, just say, love you, you know?
You may you never get, come back.
That's right.
You may never come. My boys and I, we tell each other, love you, love you, love. And I know to a lot of people, well, that's a kind of like a sissy thing to do. Man, don't do that. My dad and I shook hands till I was 45 or 50. We shook hands. We didn't hug each other. We shook hands. And then one day, I just thought, well, this is crazy. Give him a big hug.
Right.
He gives me a big hug. There's a lot of stuff, baggage that guys carry from generations ago that we need to get rid of. Nothing wrong with telling somebody you love them. Here's the other thing. Bob Moore, to me, was like, it wasn't like another dad because he wasn't old enough to be my dad, but he was like that terrific uncle that you couldn't wait to see. You know, that uncle that always had stories and the uncle that you admired and respected. So he's kind of like that uncle. And to consider somebody a friend, you don't have to be around them every day. This is the other interesting thing. You can be around somebody four or five times a year, three times a year, and still think the world of them, but you can be around some people every day, and I couldn't care less about them. There are people that I'm around every day in this building. I don't give two hoots about these people, a lot of them. And I'm with them a lot, but I don't know them. I actually don't know them. You know, you don't get to know them, maybe because you don't try to get to know them. But there are other people you don't see that often, and when you do, you look forward to it, and it's like you just saw each other yesterday, and that's kind of what it was like with Bob Moore. Here's the other thing I'll say, and then I'll knock it off, because I realize to people who didn't know, but I'm telling you right now, if you're listening, you know somebody like this, and if you do, tell them. This is a guy that when you shook his hand and he said something, that was it, and that's the way it was. And I used to always tell my boys, when you talk to people, look at them. You ever see these kids, these knucklehead kids, they look down when they talk to you, they don't look at you? Knock that crap off. If your kids do that, tell them to knock it off. Tell them to look at people. Look right at them when you talk to them. I never met a guy who looked at you harder than Bob Moore. He looked through you. Look at people when you talk to them. Otherwise, they think you're hiding something. He didn't have anything to hide. You don't hide honesty and integrity. Why would you hide that? So I would say, if you know somebody like that who in some way affected your life in a positive way, tell them. If there's something they've done that you admire, the way they raise their kids, the way they handle themselves in business, tell them. Because before you know it, you'll be telling their survivors. You'll be telling people, and the person doesn't get to hear it. So I just think that's pretty good advice, and you can take it or not. Maybe even tonight you can call somebody and go, you know what, I never told you this, but I think you probably are one of my great role models. Maybe it's a teacher you had, or I don't know. It doesn't have to be, again, somebody that you see on a regular basis, just somebody you'll never forget. So that would be my little piece of advice today. And I'm actually going to be fine. You're still welcome to call, by the way, because I always like for the listeners to do the show because I'm lazy. And the more you call, the less I have to do and the less I have to talk. So feel free to call. Burke segment. Do we have any?
I don't have any.
No? I got a couple things.
Well, Mr. New spokesman for Sambuco, is that what you call it?
Yes.
The cold medication?
I'm still waiting for the check. Yeah.
And he, I will say this, he's still on that edge of a bad, bad cold.
So
I know you swear by
it. Oh, yeah. And I feel great. You know,
you look horrible.
Wait a minute. That's regardless.
Is it time for that joke?
Yeah,
I think it might be. That's one of my favorites.
Hang on. Should I make a note? Should we do that joke today?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I really do feel good. I mean, I have a little congestion still, but yeah, I swear by that stuff. So, first,
spell it for people in case they want to.
Sambucol.
Not a paying sponsor. This is free advice.
Yes, it's, okay. no,
No drugs involved in it. It's a black elderberry.
Homeopathic.
Yeah, homeopathic.
I'm having sexual. Can I take it?
Yes. Yes, it's all sexes are allowed to. But yeah, this is kind of tied to, because I buy that at Walgreens. It's one of the places I know that has it. But Angela bought some the other day, and she said Walmart also carries it. So, I was in Walgreens today. I was buying antacid. I take Zegrid daily, once a day. I take Zegrid, and anybody that suffers from GERD, as I like to call it.
What?
GERD?
You ever heard of GERD? Is.
What is it? Is that all like acid reflux?
Gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Ooh, you're like a doctor.
I am like a doctor.
Let me interrupt you. Folks, call your friends and neighbors. 5:30, the looks great field. Looks bad feels great joke. Go ahead. Oh,
yeah. All right. So, so I also highly recommend Zegrid if you suffer from that. It works great. But recently, they've started locking up the antacids.
Oh, yeah.
And that was surprising to me because I thought that was cold medicines that people, the meth users, use.
How do we know? Maybe they found a way to take antacids and make some drugs.
There has to be a reason behind it. So now you have to hit the little button in the antacid aisle, and it goes ding. Antacid aisle needs assistance, and so they have to come with the key and get antacids. So. I've done that for the last 3-4 months that you have to do that. But today it was different. The lady came over. I told her what I wanted. She got it out. And then she goes, are you picking up a prescription or anything else? I go, no, I'm done. She goes, all right, I'll take it up to the front. So not only can you not just pick it up yourself, you can't even have it.
How much is it?
Well, they're afraid you'll put it in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
They don't do that for Tums.
I'm sure that's what they do.
No, these are for, what are the other ones?
I'm just going to be honest
with you. Prevacid or what?
I'll be honest, you look like a drug dealer.
Yeah. Wow.
You look like a guy really that would make meth.
No, it's $12. This is because every other time they've unlocked the case, handed the box.
But you look like a meth maker, make me some meth.
So now I really do feel like a criminal. They have to take it up to the register now. And goes, it'll be waiting for you at the register. And I go, well, I'm ready to check out. So she walked it all the way to the front, set it behind the counter for only the cashier to. I go, holy cow.
They have vitamins that are going on.
Why didn't you ask them? What is the deal with this crap?
I was going to, and then I was like, I didn't even want to get into it because...
You don't like to make a scene.
No, just...
You had indigestion to get rid of.
So, yes, this is... not only is it locked up now, but you're not even allowed to handle it till you walk out of the store.
They don't have Uncle Acid, do they? Just Aunt Acid?
Oh, no, yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Aunt and Uncle Humor.
That's good.
Yeah, second thing I have, I want to give a shout-out to... shout-out. I like to give shout-outs. We're in a bowling league, friends of mine.
On Wednesday nights. You're modest about it, but you are a terrific bowler.
You know what? And I've been on a really good streak. I had eight strikes in a row last week. Six.
See, if we hadn't called him out, he would have never told us. He's modest about it.
Last night, I bowled a 217, 235, 224. I've been on a pretty good streak lately.
Wow.
But our anchor this year is Pat Notstein. He's a friend of mine. I went to grade school with him, actually. From kindergarten, I've known Pat. 297, the last game. Ooh. It was fun to watch.
Was that his game?
Yes, that was his last game. Well,
that's got to be really frustrating, though, and almost make you mad.
Yes. On one hand, yes.
Away from a 300.
It was 11 strikes in a row. It was his last ball. But...
And on the last ball, then what did he hit? Knock seven?
Seven down.
Oh.
But it was good because there was no question once the ball started. The worst thing is if you throw on your last ball a solid ball and it looks like it should knock them all down in one,
and
the 10 pin stands or something. So
at least
he knew that it didn't have a chance right from the get go. But way to go, Pat. That was fun to watch.
Are you guys in first place?
No. We've been struggling so far this season, but we got 4 out of the 7 points last night, so it was a good night.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Dan, nothing from you?
No, but someone just called and said that stuff, they take the stuff out of the capsules and they put heroin in them.
Oh,
so they're using the capsules.
But they do that with a lot of capsules.
I was going to say you could do that with a Tylenol.
All the vitamins are wide open.
Yep. Yeah, they do that with a lot of that stuff.
Then that doesn't make. That's not why. Then that's not the reason.
I don't know.
No, well that
any
doesn't.
Any capsules that doesn't would have to
exactly that does think. Not explain why they walk the antacid up for you.
And, no, and it has a one of those
500 other capsules
and a drug education. Now those are called beans. When you do that with the.
Heroin in a capsule is a bean?
Yeah, it's called a bean.
Man.
Well,
I don't know.
But they even put a security sticker on the box. So not only is it locked up, it's got one of those things with the, you know, the metal underneath it. Where,
right, but you can open it up. And
I guess you could
out.
Open it up. But there are 8,000 cameras in a Walgreens, too.
You know what I don't like? Like a bottle of aspirin or something. You get home, and there's that shrink wrap seal around the cap.
Oh, it's almost impossible to.
Once you peel that off, then it's that childproof top that you finally get off, and then there's a layer of foil over the top.
I hate that.
And then you get that off, and there's 60 pounds of cotton, and you can't get the cotton out.
And
you pull it out, and a piece comes out.
One of those silica gel things inside it, too.
Yeah. Wow. You'll be dead by the time you get your medication.
Yeah.
All right, I'd like to gripe about something. I went through McDonald's this morning, and I told the drive-thru person, once they said, you know, after they tried to sell me oatmeal, you know, they do that.
Yeah.
Welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try our new oatmeal and raspberries or some healthy thing?
And you got to listen to that. And I go, no, I don't want that. Here's what I want. I said, and it's exactly what I said. I said, I want a sausage and cheese.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. And sausage, cheese, and egg biscuit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty clear.
Sure. That's
scrambled eggs. I don't want that round fried egg.
Yeah, all their biscuits come
scrambled
with a folded egg on it. Yeah, that's
sausage, cheese, biscuit.
What'd they put
on the screen, sausage McMuffin. And I said, is the screen correct? I said, no, it's not. It says McMuffin. I don't want a muffin. So they change it. You know, you look at it, it goes away, and then up comes what I ordered. Scrambled egg, sausage, cheese, biscuit. I said, that's correct. I pull up to the window, and the woman hands me my drink, and she says, and McMuffin. I said, no, look at it again. She says, oh, I'm sorry, you're right, it's a biscuit. Sausage, egg, cheese. I said, that's it. She hands me the bag. I pull away. Three of the four things were wrong. It was a muffin with a fried egg, no cheese. The only thing right was this piece of sausage. Ugh. And by the time you discover it, you're on the highway.
Oh, you know, sure. You're not going back now. Yeah.
You got to just pull over immediately or right there at the window, go, hang on, I'm looking in the back. You guys look in the back.
Yeah. Another thing that drives me crazy is I always place my order and I say, that's all. And it's like they don't even pay
attention.
Would you
like some,
because you like some fries or a soda? No, I just said, they just go by their script. They don't even, they can't alter anything of what they're saying. Yeah.
Well, that's it for us. Those are our gripes.
Grinding
a couple
our
of
gears.
Phone calls. That's right. Dan, grab these calls. We 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. We got some good stories for you. We got your calls. And probably if we took a vote on all the jokes I would bet you that this joke coming up today would probably come in first place.
Most requested.
It would have to, at least the top three. So we'll do that in honor of Peon looking so bad today. Let's talk to Bob real quickly. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I got a comment for E on there.
Yes, sir.
That I guess for the people that have to use the hemorrhoid cream, I guess people will hope that drug makers don't start using that to make drugs, so you hit the button, and over the loudspeaker you hear.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh,
they have to lock up the...
And then everybody in the store looks at you knowing you have hemorrhoids.
Preparation age.
And by the way, why are hemorrhoids so embarrassing? Because they say, like, half the people have hemorrhoids.
I know.
So why? You know why? Because it's in your butt.
Yes.
Anything in your butt is embarrassing.
Or, yeah, they'll lock up preparation age and Vagisil. Both
I think if I had a rectal issue, or anything rectal, and people said, what's wrong with you? I'd go, lungs, anything.
Right.
I'd name any body part except my rectum. Yeah. Bob, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Hell, rectum, damn near killed him.
Yeah. That's about 100 years old. Thank you, Bob. Rectum, damn near killed him. Hello, John.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Eon was talking about that antacids.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I take those too. And I just talked to my wife. We're at home, and she's a pharmacist. And I asked her, I went up and asked her why they do that. And she said, because people steal it and they sell it back to the store. They take it back to the store, but they only do it with the name brand. They don't do it with generics.
Oh, they tried to refund it, you mean? They tried to bring it back and say...
Yeah, they steal it.
Oh, I see what he's saying. They,
it's expensive.
And they go, I picked up the wrong thing.
They take
I want
it
back
to the store, and they get store credit for
now,
it.
Is it that expensive? What does this cost?
It was $12.
Well, like Prilosec. If you buy like Prilosec, it's expensive. But if you buy the generic...
Yeah.
It has one of those stickers on the box, so unless you just take the bottle out of the box,
you can't return that. Yes, you can, because you can say, when I got home, I realized I'd bought the wrong thing.
I never opened it.
And I see what he's saying, and then you get a refund, and you didn't really buy it.
She's a pharmacist for Walgreens, and I went up and asked her a few minutes ago. I was listening to your show, and she said that's why they do that, but she says they only do it with the brand names, not the generics.
Yeah, because of the amount
of money. You can buy a generic.
You would think some of the vitamins they'd lock up, because some of those bottles of vitamins are like $25, $26. Those are...
Right, I guess a lot of people... I take antacids every night. I have to take it every night.
Yeah, I take it once a day, too.
Acid reflux, so I have to take it every night.
All right, John, thank you for the call.
Okay, Frank.
But you got a point. If it's because of the amount of money, they'd have to lock up everything that costs over $10. Because you could do that with anything. You could steal anything and come back and go, I picked up the wrong thing. I need my money back.
But those vitamins that are expensive come in a big jar. Be a little harder, I guess, to sneak those out.
Oh, no. Did you see the video? Did you see the YouTube video of the woman smuggling? And she was a big, fat woman. She smuggled a case of beer out of the store, between her legs, under her dress.
Wow.
No, I saw it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, she huddled over it and just...
hovered over it like a hen and an egg they're trying to hatch, and she put a case of beer between her legs and walked right out like... And you didn't, and she didn't
I don't know
walk
how
that
she did.
Funny.
No, it
because
was
she walked
amazing.
Funny anyway, because she was so
caught
heavy.
Her.
Oh, they caught her because they saw her on the
video,
and probably a mirror, because it was plain as day. You could see what she's doing, and as she's going out, somebody nabbed her. She had a case between her legs, a beer. That's some strong thigh muscle.
Yes.
You can walk like that. On the line, waiting to join in the conversation, is the one and the only John Landolf. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you? I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I can't believe that. A case of beer?
Between her legs, under her dress. I saw her do it. That's some strong. Yeah. Well, not only do you have to be...
Did she drink that beer?
Well, I mean, it's not open.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, if they put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of gross.
I see your point.
I don't know. You didn't have... I get some really strong ways to do that.
Now, you're not obviously on your speakerphone in your office. I can tell a difference. You're on a cell phone.
Yes, sir. I'm on the cell phone.
Any reason that you're not in your office? Because I know you like to bring people in. And
well, I tell you, exactly. Just had a parent-teacher conference with...
Your kids in trouble?
No, of course not. Why would you say that?
Well, because I've been to school because my kids have been in trouble.
You were in trouble. Were you in trouble when you were in school?
And really, no, I really wasn't. If I had it to do over, I would go back now and be trouble. I was boring and bland, and if I had to do over, I'd make a little trouble.
Well, no, it's number four, Timmy Landolf, and they're all great boys.
What's the worst thing you ever got called about that your kids did at school? Bad.
We're not going to talk about that on the air. they're boys, but they're not. It's just always, good, clean fun. They're good kids. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, obviously, is how they act and their maturity. But being a good student, working hard.
Yeah, my best story. Some of the best stories that I will have for the rest of my life come from when my kids were in school, especially grade school. I mean, they're great stories because I'll give you one quick one. My younger son called the school one day and said he was me and that Austin is sick and this is his dad and he will not be able to come in today. And as soon as he finished the call, the principal called me and says, I just thought you should know that you just called me. And I said, no, I didn't. She said, I know that. But your son thinks that I thought he was you. And I said, really? And I said, so he's not coming. She said, apparently I'm supposed to think that he's sick, and you called me. And I said, well, I need to go find him. She said, I'll tell you where he is. He's at Hardee's. And I said, how do you know that? She said, because that's where the kids who skip go and hang out. I go to Hardee's. There he is at a table with his buddies who all pull the same thing. And you should have seen the look on his face.
Oh, man.
It was great. It was great.
That's pretty sharp, though.
Yeah.
You gotta admit.
Well, that's not the best one. That's not the best one. Same kid. We get our phone bill when there were long distance charges.
Yes.
I got one call is $160, and it's to one of these sex lines, these 900 number deals. And once I figured out what it was about, because I get on the phone with Bell at the time, and they send me to another place, and it's their number, and I said, I didn't make this call 2 o'clock in the morning to this number. She said, well, somebody in your house made it. And I said, well, it wasn't me, and I don't want to pay for it. And she said, well, the only way that you wouldn't have to pay for it is somebody under 18. And she says, would you like to hear the voice of the person who made the call? They record.
Oh, my.
So I hear my son talking to this chick, and she's going, what would you like? And I said, I don't want to hear any more. That's him. That's my son. I said, but he's not 18. And so she said, then you don't have to pay the bill. Now, on the recording, this woman says, hi there, what's your name? He says, Luke. So when he came home from school, as he walked in the door, I said, hey, how's school today, Luke? And he just,
right,
oh, man, he knew he was busted. Busted.
Next time I see him, I'm going to call him Luke.
Yeah, you should.
What's up, Luke? How are you, Luke?
So what do we need to say to get people into Johnny Londo Chevrolet today?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, we always talk about, you know, everyone makes fun of me.
No, they don't. No, John. No, you think they... No, everybody doesn't make fun of you. Like, we had Jim...
No, you're right. Just you.
We had your truck guy, Jim Sappho, on, and we never... Did we once ever make fun of John?
No.
Jim is 6'5". You would never make fun of him.
No, not him.
No.
Look, we
could have
very,
to
we,
him.
No,
yeah.
We could have very easily engaged him and have him play along with us and make fun of the
and do impersonations.
Yeah, like say, are you like kidding that. Me? But we would not do that.
No,
because he would tell you
he wouldn't have it.
No, he would have no part of it.
Yeah,
we sort of hinted at it, and he said, "I don't want to be a part of this."
So John's my friend.
See, people do not make fun of you. You just you think they do.
Okay, well, okay. That's good. It's good to know.
Yeah, the truth.
Good to know.
It's true.
But for now, you're not going to make fun of me.
No.
But
yeah, now don't you feel silly? Thinking that we would do that. That's crazy.
Craziness.
Tell us what people need to know.
Let's just talk about an 09 Tahoe LTZ.
Oh.
We're getting a couple of pre-owned specials. 2009 Tahoe LTZ, four-wheel drive, navigation, quad seats, entertainment center. It's the TV, DVD player.
Oh, my goodness. This is loaded. This is a nice Tahoe.
Yeah, retail price, $38,575. Our price, sit down, $35,994. $35,994. And it doesn't stop there. 08 Saturn View XR front wheel drive V6. Retail price, $15,750.
That's too high.
Our price, $14,500.
That's better. That's my like.
$25,994 for the 09 Tahoe LTZ. But here's something that we've come up with.
By the way, we got one of those Tahoes from you, and it was loaded, and it wasn't even as loaded as this one. That car, that Tahoe new, correct me if I'm wrong, about $60,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, Frank. God, you're sharp.
For 35, that's a good
one. But how about this? How about the Are You Kidding Me sale?
Okay.
Are You Kidding Me sales promotion. From now to the end of the month, all right, come in for a test drive, register, AM and the PM. All right, register, go for a demo drive. Yeah, if you like the car, if you like the experience, you know what? We have a lot of inventory, still over 1,000 vehicles, new and pre-owned. All right, register to win a dinner out with you and I, our wives, and the couple that wins. And we're going to go to El Bulago, talk to our good friend, Carmelo. In Creveport, and they are going to cook and prepare our meal for us.
Now, let me see if I get this right. Anybody that just takes a test drive, whether they buy or not, they take a test drive. Now to the end of the month, they go into a drawing, and the winner brings a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, and your wife, my wife, you, me, we all, the six of us, go to dinner.
Correct.
You did not clear this with me. You did not call and clear this with me. You just assumed. No, hold on. You assumed that I would.
I called your wife.
You assumed that I would take a free meal at a nice restaurant.
Oh, you called the boss.
Without. Oh, wait a minute. He called her?
Okay,
well, then we're doing it. That settles it. Yeah, we're doing. You know what? That's a great deal for somebody. You don't have to buy anything. You just have to take a test drive, and you're in the drawing.
Yeah, we'll put all the contest rules online at lawndoc.com. One entry per family. Contest ends September 30th. Winner will be notified on October the 5th.
Anything off the menu? Like if somebody wants a big steak, is it going to have it?
Anything.
All right.
Mm. And we'll probably have maybe a little red wine. I don't know if you like that or not, but it's a favorite. My doctor said it's good for my heart, so that's why I have a glass.
That's a good enough excuse.
Yeah.
That'll
so,
work.
So come on in. We feel really need to do this because we've sold quite a few vehicles already to AM and the BM listeners. We're going to put an entry in. If you've already bought a car, all right, we're going to enter you in also so that you're also an opportunity to get to go to dinner and have probably one of the most enjoyable dinners you'll ever have in your life.
Now, you say if you've already bought a car, not if you bought a car 5 years ago, but if you bought a car in the month of September. So if you've already purchased a car, you are in the drawing automatically.
Yes,
and then from here on to the end of the month, just a test drive gets you in. Okay, I get it.
We've got some unbelievable vehicles. Chevy Spark. This car is so cute. Chevy Spark, Chevy Sonic, Chevy Cruze, three of the top-selling small cars.
Did he say cute?
Yeah,
he did. He said it's cute. That's not man talk that I'm accustomed to. But
I can call a car cute?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
When you look at the Spark, you tell me if you look at it, we go for a drive. You don't say this car's cute.
No, I wouldn't say that. To die for. I never say that. I told these people if they ever hear me say to die for, put a bullet in my head because I don't. I just don't say that.
Why would you say to die for?
Well, I've heard men say that. Not many, but I have actually heard a guy say it was to die for. That's for women to say.
Yeah,
that's something a woman says. Cute. Okay, cute is what a guy says about a girl. Oh, she's cute.
Chevy Spark is awesome.
There you go. That'll work.
Unbelievable looking.
It's
one of the best-looking small cars in the world. How's that?
That's good. That does it for me.
I feel like cute.
This restaurant again. What's this restaurant again? El Bilago?
El Bilago.
I've been there with you.
Yeah, we've been there.
Great place.
Carmelo and Frank Gabriel, sons of Giovanni, the great restaurant in the hill.
Just those names should tell you it's a great Italian restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, all right, it's on. It's on. Now till the end of the month. Test drive, that's all you have to do. And two of you. Want the winner and a guest, you're going to go with us and our wives to dinner. The only thing I don't like about this is that I'm always disappointed that people who meet my wife never get to really know who she really is. They meet that other
nice
right. one. They meet the nice one, you know.
She's sweet as a peach.
Oh, that she will be. Oh, she'll be. She'll be nice. They'll like her. Yeah, she'll be nice. And then we'll get home and she'll beat me. But that's my problem. Give us a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoc.com.
Get ready for a lot of test drives.
And we're going to hang out a lot tonight till 6:30, 7, 7:30. You tell us, we'll be there for our customers, and especially the AM and the PM crowd.
There you go. All right, John.
All right, Frank.
Thank you. He's making fun of me.
Wow,
made fun of me. He made fun of me. He mimicked me.
You have an unbelievable voice.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm sure I do. Thank you.
All right.
See you, kid. Bye-bye. All right, John.
You know, speaking of voices, I thought about this morning. This is a radio station. We don't have one person who works here who has a great radio voice. In the old days, most of the people on the air had those radio voices. We don't have anybody. McGraw's voice, not a radio voice. I don't have it.
Steve Cochran?
No. Steve Cochran has a kind of a whiny, it's listenable, it's crisp, it's clear.
Oh, man,
but
whiny?
It's not a radio voice.
A lot of people say that Steve and Bill Cleveland sound
No,
alike.
They don't. No, and they're both on
John Hadley.
Well, now you know what?
Yeah. He didn't even think about him.
He's the only, you're right, he's the only real radio voice at this station. Who sounds like a broadcaster.
The Big 550 KTRS.
I forgot about him.
What about Jim Holder? He does a show.
He's not full-time.
No,
when he was full-time
My voice is pretty good.
He was the guy with the real broadcaster
voice. That's right.
Holder. Yeah. Down in the subway.
That's right.
Yeah. But it's interesting that years ago, most people, they sounded like they belonged on the radio. We don't. It's just, well, that's an observation. That's all. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I promise. Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the highways, here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland traffic. Tim?
Hey, thanks, Tina. Not too bad on the highways right now. We're looking at just a little heavy traffic on southbound 270 south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 64, it's the usual slowdown right now. It's just approaching McCausland, then 270 through Mason. Right around Long Road, it looks like you get a little bit of a hiccup there. Eastbound 270, that's pretty well wide open. Westbound 70, just slow now between 79 and TRQs. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included, end September 30th. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Friday morning when Senator Roy Blunt stops by and says hi. We'll check in with him. David Blaustein will have the latest when it comes to the weekend movies. And how are your teeth? We'll check in with Dr. Bowen on Ask the Dentist. Join us Friday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
If your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue, it can keep you up at night.
You wonder how much it will cost to get it fixed. Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work? Will they do what they say?
Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. You can be assured the friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and find a solution that makes you happy. They do high-quality work backed by an industry-leading warranty. Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. If you're unsure if your home has had hail damage, call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors at 314-932-1042 for a no-obligation estimate. That's 932-1042, or see their website at TessonRoofing.com for customer testimonials and a gallery of their work. Don't wait for rainy weather to tell you that you have a big problem. Tesson Roofing and Exteriors. You'll feel good inside when we work outside.
I've lost so much hair, and it's so thin that I don't even want to wash my hair anymore.
I wish my hair was as easy to manage as it used to be, but now it's so dull and lifeless.
I used to get so many compliments on my hair. Now I'm embarrassed. People can actually see my scalp.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Would you like to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If so, we're going to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Keranique. Call 1-800-600-1578. Keranique includes the only FDA-approved product clinically proven to regrow thicker, fuller hair. Plus, the Keranique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-600-1578 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-600-1578.
Imagine having an emergency without a home phone. Your car won't start and you're late for work. How do you call your job to let them know where you are? Or call school to let them know you won't be there to pick up your child? AT&T knows many Americans face life without the comfort and security of a home phone every day. And that's why AT&T offers Lifeline, which provides reduced monthly home phone rates and optional toll blocking at no extra charge to families who qualify. Get the peace of mind that comes with a reliable and affordable home phone line. Lifeline from AT&T. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call AT&T at 1-800-288-2020 or visit att.com/lifeline if you have access to the Internet. Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T service is not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
You know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, and we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can go this far, while a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate
can go a little farther.
When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Go a little farther!
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle inviting you to the St. Raymond's Lebanese Festival this Saturday and Sunday on Lebanon Drive just south of the stadium. Join us for Lebanese food plus activities for kids, music, and more.
Backfield in motion. Stupid song. One of the dumbest songs to come out of the 60s. Gonna have to penalize you. What a dumb song. A couple of quick calls, a little bit of business, then we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Dawn Meadows Dixon. First caller up is Rich. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you for that. Hallelujah. What's up?
And before I forget, this call is all my pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Nice.
But what reminded me to make this call was the spot you were just doing with Johnny. I believe it was Monday of this week. For some unknown reason, I was listening to Magoo for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
just long enough to hear him do his spot for Johnny Landoff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the spot, he said, mention Frank Opinion and get a deal. What? Mention my name, get a better deal.
Well, that's sad. That's sad. It saddens me when somebody has to resort to that. It is sad. He's desperate. He's desperate.
I'm trying to figure out, though, why Johnny would give somebody that mentioned Magoo's name a better deal than he would give somebody who mentioned your name after all the people you have sent him over the years.
He won't. It's false advertising. He won't.
That's what I was thinking.
He could go to prison for that, but I'm not going to turn him in. I feel sorry for him.
I thought it was kind of desperation on his part to do that, to try to make it sound like...
Rich, it's sad. It is sad. It is desperate, and it's sad. We're not even going to act on it. It is what it is. I'm glad you alerted us to this, but it saddens me.
Well, I was kind of hoping you could have brought it up to John just to see how John would react to it, but I'm sure he's probably above board enough to just, not really address it. But
you know what he pays? This is inside information. What he pays for one of the commercials with McGraw?
McGraw probably has to pay him to be allowed to do the commercial.
No, he gets $3. $3
a commercial?
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Oh, the rate's gone up on McGraw.
It did go up. They just raised it. It's up. It's $3. Rich, thank you for the call.
Been my pleasure.
Okay. See, we have an audience. They'll tell on people.
Yeah.
They'll come and they like taking names when you're in school. That kid that took names, then automatically every other kid hated you in the class. When the teacher said, Jimmy, you take names, you were hated by every kid in the class. They don't do that stuff anymore. See, you know they don't. You know that in school when the teacher walks out, she doesn't assign a kid to take names if anybody acts up.
Oh, with all the
good old days.
With all the bullying stuff nowadays? Yeah, they can't.
Good old days, they did that. See, I'm in a dilemma here. You know what? I'm going to talk to Matt. Matt, I have 45 seconds. Can we do it in that? Matt?
Yes.
Can we make this happen?
Yes, the beer.
Thank you.
What do you have? I am live from the Ohio Turnpike.
Okay, good for you.
Yes, I wanted to mention real quick about, you were talking about Honor Flight last week.
Mm-hmm. We have 30 seconds, go ahead.
30 seconds, okay. Well, my college professor was a sponsor for those flights.
Oh, good.
And he got a bunch of the men, one of the men lost their keys at the airport, so he got up and said, all right, man, line up. And, boy, they got in formation just like that. But I'll tell you what, everybody needs to give to that. They're good people, and there's not a lot of time left.
That's right. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Have a good day.
And again, another case of do it now because soon it'll be too late. All right, we have a couple of coolers. I know we have coolers we can't find over the years because I know I've seen them at the house, and I think your kids steal from you. What happens is your kids get older. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
They steal from you. They come and visit you, and then when they leave, you're missing something. My son took an Oreck portable vacuum cleaner that I used to vacuum out the car, and I couldn't find the thing. And I mentioned it, and he goes, oh, I have it. Like he forgot he had it for a year. He had it. And I hadn't been able to find it. So if you're missing a cooler, it means your kids have moved away, and that's one of the things they stole from you. So here, I have a solution to that. From now till October 10th, if you close on an auto loan at First Community Credit Union, you're registered for a 60-quart, that's a big cooler, 60-quart Missouri Tigers tailgate cooler.
Ooh.
28 coolers are going to be given away, one at each of the First Community branches. Then there's going to be a grand prize winner selected from all the auto loans closed on at all the branches. That grand prize will be a cooler and two tickets to the final Mizzou home game against Syracuse on November 19th. So all you have to do is go in and close on an auto loan. Check your current rate on your auto loan. There's a pretty good chance that the First Community Credit Union rate is going to be lower, which means you have a lower car payment. And you're registered for the cooler. And every cooler is filled with what they say will be goodies. I don't know what that means, but it's a cooler full of stuff. First Community Credit Union. More of the information and all you need is at firstcommunity.com. 4 o'clock. Big bye.
From ABC News.